Now, the rest of the story. You could see them soaring in the gray pre-dawn like ghost riders in the sky. Great, graceful creatures arranged in the unmistakable V formation of Canada geese, migrating south. They had flown all night. They were now high over Michigan countryside needing rest. And so with early sunlight dancing on their eastern wings, the squadron descended through a warming ocean of air. No one can tell us in human language how the decision was made, but it seemed there was a huge, refreshing lake down there, and the geese headed for it. Still in formation, they glided over the inviting surface. The leader would be the first to dip into the cool and wet. It wasn't there. The lake the geese had spotted from high above, the immense expanse of water upon which they sought to land, was neither a lake nor water at all, but rather a huge trapezoid-shaped sheet of pavement, more than 67 acres of black asphalt, glistening like a sea of diamonds in the morning dew. And yet so lake-like did this mammoth stretch of pavement appear that not even the leader of the migrating flock of geese could discern it from the real thing, not even from inches above it, which for him had meant disaster. He crash-landed in a whirlwind of feathers, and the others, stunned, without attempting to land, flew on. And this is the rest of the story. The Titanic tarmac of which you've just learned, the illusory oasis that lured those magnificent Canada geese, is known throughout the automotive industry as the Milford Vehicle Dynamics Test Area. It's part of the General Motors Proving Ground in Milford, Michigan, where cars and drivers are put through crucial tests. The facility has almost 3 million square feet of paved surface. That's more than 61 football fields. Maintenance can be a nightmare. For example, a foot of snow fallen is some 21,000 tons to be removed. When the test area was completed, no one imagined it could be hazardous to wildlife. But then came that first autumn, and that first flock of migrating geese, mistaking pavement for pond, they paid the price. And that's how that enormous asphalt desert, the Vehicle Dynamics Test Area, got its nickname, Black Lake. Well, General Motors officials became immediately concerned. The facility must be made safe for migrating geese, but how? From the air, Black Lake so resembled water that the first unfortunate flock had chosen it over a real pond, which was only 200 yards away. Proving ground personnel were anxious for nothing. For a reason no one, no matter how expert in the field of ornithology, really comprehends. You see, since that first migrating Canada goose crash-landed, not one has crash-landed since. No. Humans took no steps to prevent such a recurrence. The mishap simply never recurred. Some call them dumb animals. And yet somehow geese mass communicate. For no one else told them to avoid Black Lake. And still they have not attempted to land there since one of their own tried and failed nearly 20 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.